ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. მეოთხე ვარიანტი. ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. მეოთხე ვარიანტი.
Listening task 1. You are going to listen to 5 texts. For each of them, answer the 2 questions given. Mark the correct answer A, B, or C. You have 20 seconds to look through the questions. You will then hear the recording twice. Text 1.
My name is Baya, and I live in the village of Opsha, Emirati region. Together with my uncle, I'm in the family business of winemaking. We're trying to keep the quality and quantity of our wine. We don't want to turn it into a big winemaking business. What I really want to do, though, is attract more tourists interested in wine to Emirati. I'm sorry that Emirati region is not so popular among foreign tourists, though our wines are as good as Carhetian wines. I also have some other aims. For example, I want to learn foreign languages. I was learning German and Russian at school. After becoming a student, I started learning English, and I'm happy with the results. I think that my biggest achievement at the age of 22 is that my parents are very pleased that I'm continuing their traditions. The fact that my brother has become motivated to join me in this business fills me with pride. My brother has even chosen the profession of winemaking and is already a first-year student. I love winemaking. While tasting wine, I pay attention to its aroma and also what kind of mood it can create. It's an extremely interesting business. My name is Baya, and I live in the village of Opsha, Emirati region. Together with my uncle, I'm in the family business of winemaking. We're trying to keep the quality and quantity of our wine. We don't want to turn it into a big winemaking business. What I really want to do, though, is attract more tourists interested in wine to Emirati. I'm sorry that Emirati region is not so popular among foreign tourists, though our wines are as good as Carhetian wines. I also have some other aims. For example, I want to learn foreign languages. I was learning German and Russian at school. After becoming a student, I started learning English, and I'm happy with the results. I think that my biggest achievement at the age of 22 is that my parents are very pleased that I'm continuing their traditions. The fact that my brother has become motivated to join me in this business fills me with pride. My brother has even chosen the profession of winemaking and is already a first-year student. I love winemaking. While tasting wine, I pay attention to its aroma and also what kind of mood it can create. It's an extremely interesting business.
Text 2.
George Harrison was the youngest member of a famous pop group called The Beatles. He was also well known for his songwriting and guitar playing. When George was 12 years old, he met and became good friends with a boy called Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney was a member of John Lennon's music group called The Quarrymen. In 1958, George Harrison, who was a gifted guitar player, joined The Quarrymen too. In the early 1960s, the group changed its name to The Beatles. Their first single, Love Me Do, was a success, and Beatlemania was born. In 1970, The Beatles broke up, but George Harrison's solo career was only just beginning. Apart from singing, he also started his own record and movie companies and was deeply involved in charity work. Though George is no longer with us, he will always be remembered as a talented musician, as well as a caring and generous man who was more interested in making music than being a star. George Harrison was the youngest member of a famous pop group called The Beatles. He was also well known for his songwriting and guitar playing. When George was 12 years old, he met and became good friends with a boy called Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney was a member of John Lennon's music group called The Quarrymen. In 1958, George Harrison, who was a gifted guitar player, joined The Quarrymen too. In the early 1960s, the group changed its name to The Beatles. Their first single, Love Me Do, was a success, and Beatlemania was born. In 1970, the Beatles broke up, but George Harrison's solo career was only just beginning. Apart from singing, he also started his own record and movie companies, and was deeply involved in charity work. Though George is no longer with us, he will always be remembered as a talented musician, as well as a caring and generous man who was more interested in making music than being a star.
Text 3.
Red Nose Day is a well-known event in the UK. It's called Red Nose Day because on this day, many people buy a plastic red nose to wear. The money made from selling these red noses goes to charity. Red Nose Day takes place once every 2 years in the spring. The aim of the day is to raise money for a British charity organisation called Comic Relief, which helps poor children in the UK. This charity organisation was founded in 1985 by the comedy scriptwriter Richard Curtis and the comedian Lenny Henry. Comedians and pop stars took part in the first live fundraising show, which was held on the 4th of April 1986. Money-raising events take place all over the country, and many schools participate in them. People also donate money by post, in banks, by phone, or online. By 2020, after 35 years of operation, the organisation has raised more than £1 billion. It is now so well established that many people consider it to be an unofficial national holiday. For example, many schools have non-uniform days on Red Nose Day. Red Nose Day is a well-known event in the UK. It's called Red Nose Day because on this day, many people buy a plastic red nose to wear. The money made from selling these red noses goes to charity. Red Nose Day takes place once every 2 years in the spring. The aim of the day is to raise money for a British charity organisation called Comic Relief, which helps poor children in the UK. This charity organisation was founded in 1985 by the comedy scriptwriter Richard Curtis and the comedian Lenny Henry. Comedians and pop stars took part in the first live fundraising show, which was held on the 4th of April 1986. Money-raising events take place all over the country, and many schools participate in them. People also donate money by post, in banks, by phone, or online. By 2020, after 35 years of operation, the organisation has raised more than £1 billion. It is now so well established that many people consider it to be an unofficial national holiday. For example, many schools have non-uniform days on Red Nose Day.
Text 4.
On January the 15th, 2009, a plane making a flight from New York's LaGuardia Airport to Charlotte Douglas International Airport in North Carolina had to land on the water in the Hudson River. Pilot, Captain Chelsea Sullenberger and his crew had safely landed the plane on the water. A large number of birds had attacked both engines of the plane, and this caused its emergency landing. All 155 passengers and crew were safely evacuated from the sinking plane by a nearby ship. 54 passengers were injured, a few of them seriously, but only two required overnight hospitalisation. The incident is known as the Miracle on the Hudson, and Captain Sullenberger and the crew were welcomed as heroes. The entire crew of the flight was awarded the Master's Medal for their heroic action, with the following words on the award: "This emergency landing and evacuation, with the loss of no lives, is a heroic and unique aviation achievement." On January the 15th, 2009, a plane making a flight from New York's LaGuardia Airport to Charlotte Douglas International Airport in North Carolina had to land on the water in the Hudson River. Pilot, Captain Chelsea Sullenberger and his crew had safely landed the plane on the water. A large number of birds had attacked both engines of the plane, and this caused its emergency landing. All 155 passengers and crew were safely evacuated from the sinking plane by a nearby ship. 54 passengers were injured, a few of them seriously, but only two required overnight hospitalisation. The incident is known as the Miracle on the Hudson, and Captain Sullenberger and the crew were welcomed as heroes. The entire crew of the flight was awarded the Master's Medal for their heroic action, with the following words on the award: "This emergency landing and evacuation, with the loss of no lives, is a heroic and unique aviation achievement."
Text 5.
Christopher Columbus was born in Genoa, Italy in 1451. While spending most of his early years at sea, Columbus began to believe that he could find a new route to India. Columbus wanted to deliver silk and Indian spices to Italy. Unfortunately, the King of Portugal refused to finance such a trip, and Columbus presented his idea to King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella of Spain. In 1492, the King and Queen of Spain agreed to pay for Columbus's trip. They gave him a crew and three ships named the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. The trip was long and hard. Many sailors got tired and wanted to turn back. After 2 months at sea, Columbus finally saw land. He arrived at a small island in the Bahamas. Columbus named the island San Salvador, and the people living there Indians, because he thought he was in India. Actually, Columbus had found North America, a new continent at that time. Nevertheless, he died with the belief that he had found the short route to India. Christopher Columbus was born in Genoa, Italy in 1451. While spending most of his early years at sea, Columbus began to believe that he could find a new route to India. Columbus wanted to deliver silk and Indian spices to Italy. Unfortunately, the King of Portugal refused to finance such a trip, and Columbus presented his idea to King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella of Spain. In 1492, the King and Queen of Spain agreed to pay for Columbus's trip. They gave him a crew and three ships named the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. The trip was long and hard. Many sailors got tired and wanted to turn back. After 2 months at sea, Columbus finally saw land. He arrived at a small island in the Bahamas. Columbus named the island San Salvador, and the people living there Indians, because he thought he was in India. Actually, Columbus had found North America, a new continent at that time. Nevertheless, he died with the belief that he had found the short route to India.
Listening Task 2. Listen to the text and for each question, mark the correct answer A, B, or C. You now have 30 seconds to look through the task. You will then hear the recording twice.
Today, I am so popular, and I have fans in almost every country. But who was I, Adele Adkins, before I became successful? I was born on May the 5th, 1988, in Tottenham, London. I didn't have an ideal childhood. My father left my mum and me when I was just 2 years old. My mum would take any job that was available to support me and herself. We often depended on government assistance to pay the apartment rent. But despite the difficulties my single mother faced, she always encouraged me to develop my musical talent. My mother was herself a brilliant guitar player, so I got interested in music from a very early age. At the age of 4, I was hugely influenced by the Spice Girls and would often imitate their singing. By the time I was 14, I had been accepted to the most famous school of performing arts. While at school, I wanted to make my career at a music recording company called Artists and Repertoire. I was still a schoolgirl when I wrote 3 songs for a project. One of my friends posted them on her MySpace profile on the internet. 2 years later, the boss of XL Recordings, a popular British independent recording company, came across the songs and contacted me. I was just 18 when I signed a contract with XL Recordings, and it was just the beginning of my singing career. At the time, many people compared my voice and music to Amy Winehouse. In some ways, the comparison was natural. We were both white, British, and wrote and sang soul and jazz. At the age of 19, I began recording my debut album titled 19, named after my age. 19 was a great hit. Unbelievably, people all over the world fell in love with my voice. The world greeted me as if I were a new queen of music when I went on to win my first Grammy for the Best New Artist in 2009. At that time, I was in love with a man 10 years older than me. He had a huge influence on my life, but after dating for over a year, we broke up. I was heartbroken, but I found enough strength to turn my loss into a song named Someone Like You, which became the anthem of one-sided love and heartache. At the age of 21, I released my second studio album, 21, titled again after my age at the time. The album sold over 3 million copies. But November 2011 was a hard time for me. While singing live on French radio, I realised that something was wrong with my voice. As a result, I had to cancel all my shows. I was very upset. I had an operation on my throat, and afterwards I couldn't speak for 7 weeks. People began speculating about my career. Everybody wondered if that was the end of it. However, I made a triumphant comeback at the 2012 Grammy Awards. That evening, I won a Grammy in every category I was nominated for. My achievements were now similar to that of Beyoncé's achievements, winning the same number of awards in a single evening. I hope my life will be an inspiring story of how an ordinary life could be turned into an extraordinary one with dedication and hard work. Now, there was no looking back. In 2012, I won an Academy Award, a Grammy Award, and a Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song for Skyfall, which I sang for the James Bond film. My third studio album, 25, came in 2015. And once again, I won 5 Grammy Awards for it. Today, I am so popular, and I have fans in almost every country. But who was I, Adele Adkins, before I became successful? I was born on May the 5th, 1988, in Tottenham, London. I didn't have an ideal childhood. My father left my mum and me when I was just 2 years old. My mum would take any job that was available to support me and herself. We often depended on government assistance to pay the apartment rent. But despite the difficulties my single mother faced, she always encouraged me to develop my musical talent. My mother was herself a brilliant guitar player, so I got interested in music from a very early age. At the age of 4, I was hugely influenced by the Spice Girls and would often imitate their singing. By the time I was 14, I had been accepted to the most famous school of performing arts. While at school, I wanted to make my career at a music recording company called Artists and Repertoire. I was still a schoolgirl when I wrote 3 songs for a project. One of my friends posted them on her MySpace profile on the internet. 2 years later, the boss of XL Recordings, a popular British independent recording company, came across the songs and contacted me. I was just 18 when I signed a contract with XL Recordings. and it was just the beginning of my singing career. At the time, many people compared my voice and music to Amy Winehouse. In some ways, the comparison was natural. We were both white, British, and wrote and sang soul and jazz. At the age of 19, I began recording my debut album titled 19, named after my age. 19 was a great hit. Unbelievably, people all over the world fell in love with my voice. The world greeted me as if I were a new queen of music when I went on to win my first Grammy for the Best New Artist in 2009. At that time, I was in love with a man 10 years older than me. He had a huge influence on my life, but after dating for over a year, we broke up. I was heartbroken, but I found enough strength to turn my loss into a song named Someone Like You, which became the anthem of one-sided love and heartache. At the age of 21, I released my second studio album, 21, titled, again, after my age at the time. The album sold over 3 million copies. But November 2011 was a hard time for me. While singing live on French radio, I realised that something was wrong with my voice. As a result, I had to cancel all my shows. I was very upset. I had an operation on my throat, and afterwards I couldn't speak for 7 weeks. People began speculating about my career. Everybody wondered if that was the end of it. However, I made a triumphant comeback at the 2012 Grammy Awards. That evening, I won a Grammy in every category I was nominated for. My achievements were now similar to that of Beyoncé's achievements, winning the same number of awards in a single evening. I hope my life will be an inspiring story of how an ordinary life could be turned into an extraordinary one with dedication and hard work. Now, there was no looking back. In 2012, I won an Academy Award, a Grammy Award, and a Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song for Skyfall, which I sang for the James Bond film. My third studio album, 25, came in 2015. And once again, I won 5 Grammy Awards for it.
This is the end of the listening part.
Mosmenis davaleba dasrulebulia.